unwashed. "Where have you been?" Corvus asked the engineer. "Haven't seen you for the past 2 days."
Jaeger scratched at his stubbled jaw.
"Down in the control center, waiting for my baby to talk to me."
"Faraday?" Deirdre asked.
Jaeger nodded as a robot waiter glided to their table, the evening's menu displayed on its touch screen. "Who else?" he said. "She's been on her own for more than 50 hours now. Too deep to maintain a link with us. She's supposed to fire off a data capsule tomorrow."
"So you'll know then how she's doing, right?"
Corvus asked. "Maybe," Jaeger replied. He methodically pecked out his dinner order, and the robot trundled away. "What assignment were you talking about, Dee?"
the engineer asked. "For Dr. Archer, I'm studying Volvox aurans. He thinks it might give us some insights into the way the Leviathans reproduce."
Jaeger's old leer reappeared. "I like the way we reproduce."
"Oh, Max," Deirdre said.
"I need Dee down in the dolphin tank," Corvus told the engineer. "They've stopped talking to me."
Still grinning, Jaeger said,
"Well, I don't blame them for preferring our beautiful one to you, Andy."
Deirdre looked past Jaeger's dark-jawed face and saw Dorne entering the galley. He walked slowly, as if utterly weary.
Corvus saw him too and waved the cyborg to their table.
"How are you?"
Deirdre asked as he sat down. "Fatigued," Dorne said. "I have been many things in my life. Now I am an experimental animal." "Pressure tests," Jaeger guessed. "Pressure tests," Dorne acknowledged. "The scientists are very happy with me. I've withstood higher pressures than any other subject they've ever worked with."
"They dunk you in that liquid?" Corvus asked.
"Perfluorocarbon. Yes."
Deirdre suppressed a shudder as Corvus asked, "What's it like?"
"Not comfortable," said Dorne. "Not enjoyable at all."
"I heard it's cold and slimy," Corvus said. Nodding, Dorne added,
"And then some."
"Great," Corvus said. "I'm going to have to live in that stuff for days on end when I go down on the crewed mission."
"I'll be with you, apparently," said Dorne. Jaeger made a sour face. "First we've got to get Faraday back and check out how she performed." "Your vehicle is still in the ocean?"
Dorne asked.
"Another 2 days," Jaeger answered.
The waiter came back with Jaeger's dinner tray. Dorne did not order anything.
"I'm too tired to eat," he said.
"You ought to keep up your strength," Deirdre said. He made a noise that might have been a grunt.
"The scientists check my physical condition at the start of each day. If they feel I lack sufficient nutrition, they pump nutrients into me through an IV tube."
"Yuck," said Corvus. Jaeger picked up his fork, hesitated, then looked at each one of them in turn.
"We make quite a quartet," the engineer said sardonically. "Andy can't get his dolphins to talk to him. Dorne's being used as a guinea pig. I'm hanging around like an expectant father in a maternity ward."
He turned to Deirdre.
"You're the only one without a problem, Dee."
"I have my problem," she said quietly.
"Anything I can do to help you?"
Jaeger asked, his usual smirk gone. His expression was almost fatherly.
"Or me," Corvus said. "Or me," added Dorne.
Deirdre smiled at the three of them. "You're all very kind, but my problem is medical. Rabies."
"Aren't the medics helping you?"
Corvus asked. With a slight shake of her head, Deirdre replied. The immunization shots aren't working the way they should. The virus is still infecting my nervous system.
You're not showing any obvious symptoms, said Dorn.
Not yet, Deirdre replied.
Why aren't the shots working? Corvus wondered.
Deirdre started to answer, hesitated, then decided to plunge in. If I can't trust my three friends, I'm really all alone, she said to herself. Aloud, she told them, the virus might be genetically engineered. I think it is.
Counterattack. Genetically engineered? By whom? What do you mean?
Deirdre raised both her hands and tried to calm them down, surprised at how angry and distressed all three of them seemed. Mrs. Westfall told me,
Catherine Westfall? Corvus gaped at her. What's she got to do with it?
She's the one who raised the possibility, Deirdre said.
I don't get it, said Jaeger. Why would a member of the IAEA's governing council be involved in something like this?
Deirdre closed her eyes briefly, remembering Catherine Westfall's exact words. She told me, quote, back on Earth there was some rumor about a biology laboratory that developed a genetically engineered form of rabies.
She said that? Jaeger asked.
Word for word.
That doesn't mean...
Deirdre interrupted. Then she told me that she wants me to keep her informed on what Dr. Archer is doing. She particularly wants to know what's going on with his plan to send a crewed mission into the ocean, Max.
Well, she would be, wouldn't she?
She wants me to spy on Dr. Archer for her. Jaeger's face showed clear disbelief. Andy looked doubtful, too. It was hard to read Doran's impassive features. Deirdre went on. She told me, quote, I want you to keep me informed on what's going on here, fully informed. Keep me informed, and I'll do everything I can to help cure your infection. Do we understand one another? The three men glanced at each other uneasily. That's exactly what she said to me, Deirdre assured them. And you should have seen the expression on her face, like a snake.
This is very serious, said Dorn. Why would she do it?
Jaeger wondered aloud. What should I do about it? Deirdre asked.
Not I, said Dorn. Us. What should we do about it? We've got to do something, Jaeger said. Yes, but what? Asked Dorn. Use your head, Corvus said, looking impatient. Go to the top. Tell Archer about it. He's the only one who can help us.
First thing the next morning, the four of them trooped over to Grant Archer's office. The station director looked surprised as they came in, unannounced, and asked for his attention. Archer stroked his beard absently as he listened to Deirdre's recital. When at last she finished, he leaned back in his recliner and was silent for several moments. Deirdre, Corvus, Jaeger, and Dorn sat arrayed around him, waiting for the station director to say something. At last, Archer sat up straighter and murmured,
It never ends.
Corvus blinked at him. What never ends? Leaning his hands on his thighs, Archer said softly,
When I first came here, more than 20 years ago, I was asked to spy on the station director.
What? His light brown eyes focused on the past, Archer told them.
When I came to Station Gold, I was a grad student working toward my doctorate in astrophysics. The new morality sent me here as part of my public service obligation.
The new morality? Deirdre asked.
They're a religious outfit back in North America,
Jaeger explained.
Fundamentalists. They were a very powerful political force.